Hey everybody, Merry Christmas. As if I believe in Santa Claus. I want to teach you about, I've explained my history, right? I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to me explaining criminal things to you, I want you to just understand that I walked the walk. I did the do. I went to the circus. I went to the concert. I got the t-shirt. No big thing. It happened. It's over. You know, I went through a lot to turn myself around. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm honest with everybody. I don't take nothing from nobody that's not mine. I try to let people go. I let people make it when they totally fuck me over. Okay? I want to teach you about offshore brokerages. From a criminal's perspective. Now, if I had known about offshore brokerages, if they were a thing back in my day, shit, I would have been running the sparkliest offshore brokerage. Let me tell you how you do it. Let me tell you how they do it. Now, number one, let me ask you something. Do you know what a legit brokerage is versus a non-legit broker? Okay, let me give you an example in pseudocode. If I'm a broker, or let's say I'm the client, and I put $1,800, how much is gold right now? You know, I don't even know. Let me check. Okay, it's about $1,800. Now, let's say I put $1,800 in my broker's account and I tell him, hey, I want to buy 1 ounce of gold. Okay, he's supposed to go down and buy 1 ounce of gold, bring it back to the brokerage, put my name on it. Okay, so then let's say gold goes up to $2,000 an ounce and I say, hey, Mr. Broker, sell my gold for $2,000. Okay, I got a $200 profit minus his commission. That's how it's supposed to work. He gives me, and then I say, I want to withdraw my $2,000 minus my commission, minus your commission. And then he says, okay, I'm going to give you $1,950 back. That's a legit brokerage. But let's say we got a broker who's not placing my trades. And I put $1,800 in and I ask the broker, I say, hey, could you go down and buy 1 ounce of gold in my name? That's what I'm doing when I place a trade. Now, let's say he just says, okay, I bought your gold, but he really did not buy my gold. But then gold goes up to $2,000 and I say, I want my $2,000. I want to withdraw my money. He's only got $1,800. He's got it sitting on his desk and he's probably pulling a Bernie Madoff and he's living off my money. So he's already spent my money down to $1,000. Okay? Or something like that. This is what the offshore brokerages are doing. I mean, how do you know that they're actually placing your trades? And you know what? I watched some of the banner advertisements for these brokers. And I can't remember which one it was or where they're from, but in some jurisdictions, when you place a banner advertisement for a brokerage, they require you to put a disclaimer on the banner ad that says, 70% of our traders lose money. Okay? So, if 70% of the traders lose money, let's say that I take in $1 million worth of capital from my traders and I'm a broker and I'm not actually placing your trades and I'm just betting on the fact that overall my traders are going to lose. Okay. Well, if my traders deposited $1 million overall with me, but then they knocked it down to 800,000, you know, they actually think that they're trading a live account. They're placing trades, but overall they're losing. Now, a couple of them may have won, but overall, overall, that $1 million became 800,000. Well, guess what? If I'm not placing the trades, guess who gets that 200,000 loss? I do. The broker gets it. If your traders lose money overall, the losses go in my pocket. But here's where the problem comes up. When you hear about these offshore brokerages that have trouble making your withdrawals, guess what? It's because they're bucket shopping you. Which my understanding of the term bucket shop means that when you call them up and you place an order, they just take your order and throw it in the bucket. They throw it in the garbage. And they're just betting that overall the traders are going to lose. Now here's the thing. When you got one of these brokerages that do this, but what happens if I have $1 million worth of traders that have deposited $1 million, but overall they gain money and they all want it back? I can't give it back to them because I don't have that much. I still have their millions sitting on my desk, but guess what I have the right to do if I am an unregistered and unregulated brokerage that is quite possibly established from square one with the intent that they are going to rob you? Guess what I have the ability to do? If I'm an offshore, unregulated broker on some crazy island from nowhere, I have the ability to just close my doors and keep your $1 million. Rebrand my website and start over again. Do you understand? It is gangster paradise. It is a criminal's dream running an offshore brokerage. I do hope you have a wonderful day. Merry Christmas.